2020 Liberty County School Board regular meeting. We're going to open with a prayer pledge. Prayer led by Mr. Kyle Petty and our pledge led by Mr. James Flowers.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Father, we pray for your wisdom and your discernment, Lord, in the things and the decisions that need to be made this week. Father, I know that, Lord, not only our county, but our state and our nation, Father, is struggling with the right calls right now, Father. And Lord, you tell us in your word there's safety in counsel. So, Father, as we work together, Lord, to find solutions for the challenges that we face now, Father, in unprecedented times, Father, we beg for you, Lord, to give us the wisdom we need, to show us the direction we need to go so that we can best serve, Lord, our constituents, our children, our families, our parents, God, and those, Lord, that we influence. God, we love you. Thank you for the opportunity to be in leadership. We pray, God, that you help us to have like minds tonight, Father, and bless all of our staff, Lord, as they work feverishly to get ready, Lord, for the new school year. Whatever that's going to look like, Father, we trust you, God, to give us the wisdom that we need and the discernment, Father, to make those good decisions. Bless us our time of fellowship together tonight. Well, Lord, we pray for those that are sick. Pray for those, God, in our community that we've lost here recently, Father. We just mourn for them and their families. Pray for those that are struggling right now, Father. We pray, God, for them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, if you want to stand, pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Petty and Mr. Flowers. And move on to item number two, our recognition. We have recognition tonight for Mr. Joseph Bynum. I'm not really sure if he's going to be able to present that, Mr. Summers. Would you be able to let us know?
I'll say a little bit of that one if you'd like me to, Tina.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Can y'all hear me well enough right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Joseph Bynum, as y'all know, he's one of our seniors. It'll be a senior this school year. He went out, he was selected out of a group of around 100 kids nationwide to go out and play at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And he really done a great job out there. He actually went out there. He was the defensive MVP for the whole group that was there in a game and all played. Now, the team that he was on, they came in runner-up for what they called the national championship. But when he went out there, he really represented his family, our community, our football players and all that. And I just got to commend him. This is a hard-working young man that gives everything he's got 100%.
Thank you, Boo. Yes, and congratulations to Joseph Pinus. I know we're all proud of him, and his family are just elated also, so that's a good thing.
His main goal is to get to college and play some football, and I really think this young man sets a goal, and he shoots high for it, so I expect him to do just that.
We'll be behind him. I did forget to do roll call real quick, so if I'm going to call your name, if you'll just state for the record that you're present, and I'm going in alphabetical order. Mr. James Flowers?
Here.
Mr. Doobie Hayes?
Here.
Mr. Ben Morris?
Here.
Mr. Kyle Petty?
Here.
Myself, Tina Harp is here. Board Attorney Mr. Jackson Summers.
Down here.
Superintendent Mr. David Summers.
Yes, ma'am.
Board Secretary Ms. Renee O'Brien.
Here.
She may be muted, but I know she's here, just for the record.
I'm here.
We do have. Okay, thank you, Renee. We do have several district staff. We won't go through those list of names. We have the first district staff are. We did not have any public comments tonight sent to me, so then that brings us down to our superintendent's report, Mr. David.
Yes, ma'am. One thing, folks, let me take a step back. Ms. Kay got word her newborn grandbaby was still having some issues in the hospital, and she's headed back there. And let's be sure to keep her and the baby and the family in our prayer this evening. And on another note, with you mentioned Boo talking about Joseph. I was principal at the high school when Lamar came through, and he always had that fight in his belly as well. So I guess it's passed down from father to son, and that's good to see that on Joseph's part. Okay, as far as the superintendent's report, we all know that the hot potato, not only in Liberty County but also around the state, are the back to school plans that we're required by the state to produce. We have worked tirelessly. So much credit goes to our district staff up here that have devoted hours and hours, days and days to formulating this. And keep in mind, too, that you can have a shabby plan that will just barely meet DOE requirements, or one that you really go the extra mile. And we feel like that's what we've tried to do. And I hope that you will see that when you see the plan. We're going through the final revisions even now on the virtual option that is going to be so important to our county to make sure that we have as many options as possible. Of course, we want them to come to our school. That's where we want them to be. But we want to make sure that each parent is comfortable in the environmental setting that they choose for their child. Now, tomorrow, board members, you'll be receiving by email a copy of our back-to-school plan. That'll be tomorrow. It could be in the morning, I'm not sure, but as quick as we can get it to you, we will be forwarding it to you. If you need to come by and pick up a hard copy, that's no problem as well. We'll take care of you there. Now, of course, we have that Friday special workshop and a special meeting. At the workshop, we'll go through meticulously and go through what's the name of the thing, the computer thing that we're going to use? We'll do a presentation, a PowerPoint. A PowerPoint, and go through each area and in detail and take all questions and try to respond as best we can to show you the rationale that we used in arriving at it. Between tomorrow and Friday, please, if you need a clarification on any point or a rationale in helping you make up your mind as we go toward that workshop, feel free to call us out here at the district office, and we'll be upfront with you on how we reach that decision, how we envision it positively affecting our students. The workshop, of course, is at 8:30 by Zoom Friday morning. 8:30 on Zoom Friday morning. Lynn will be sending you the contact numbers in advance. One thing we are doing tonight is that we have, and there again, we're learning a lot of this stuff as we're going as well, but we have found a way to open it up to the public and mute public participation, just like we would at, you know, there's a time for a public comment. Make sure we have that available. But after that, then their mics will be muted the rest of the meeting, but we're going to open it up. We thought we were meeting that obligation through the Facebook page that our Teachers Association was putting out, but this will be even better. So now, you know, we've crossed that bridge, and we're doing it this way. Hopefully, we will not have to have very many Zoom meetings, but I believe we're getting better at it as we go along. 8:30 Friday, the workshop, followed immediately by a special meeting. Also at the workshop, in addition to the back-to-school plan review, will be the tentative budget for 2000-2001. That Ms. Sheila will be talking to you about like she does every year at this time. And it'll be seeking at the special board board meeting permission to advertise. So we'll go through all that. So the workshop, you know, may be lengthy, whatever, however much time it takes, we'll take it to make sure that we all feel comfortable as we can in both of those areas. As you know, summer school started back. We started back Monday with our 21st century. Still no news on the renewal of the grant, but we're still making contacts every chance we get, but no one will tell us anything at this point. I think they're kind of hands are tied, or they say they are right now, as far as letting us know anything. So that's kind of the state of things out here. Ms. Tina, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. David. Moving on to item five, I need a motion for to add the item 8B to the agenda. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers.
Second, Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 6A. Motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting, July 14th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Moore. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second, Morris.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Do we have any public comment tonight?
No, sir. I did not receive any. I did have some phone calls, but they were not prepared to do public comment tonight. It was more about Friday.
Okay. What about the sheriff? Is he prepared tonight to talk?
I think he is. Sheriff, are you on the line?
He may be muted.
I think he's muted.
Okay, we're going. I think.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
We got you now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let me start out by thanking the board and Superintendent Summers for having me. It's an honor for me to be a part of the school board proceedings here tonight. What I wanted to talk about was our new school that we've been so blessed to have come to our county. So, as Sheriff, first and foremost on my mind is keeping these kids safe. I would like to compliment the board and Superintendent Summers on something, harking back to 2017 for the Parkland shooting, when everybody was scrambling, trying to figure out how they could instill confidence in their school district that parents could safely send their kids to school in Liberty County because of forward thinking and the fact that we had put kids first as far as safety goes. We were ahead of the curve. So much of the state, we got a lot of compliments on that in the law enforcement community and in our own community. People didn't realize that until something bad happened in South Florida to bring to light that the board and school superintendent and the sheriff had gotten together, and we already had the things in place to keep our schools safe. So my compliments to the board and Superintendent Summers on that. And that leads me to tonight's business and back to the point of topic for our new school that we've been so blessed with. School's coming very quickly. As sheriff, I have to assume and reasonably tell you guys that I'm ready for the first day of school. I can't assume that something bad is going to happen in the middle of the school year, two-thirds of the school year, or the last day of school. I have to be ready on the first day of school, and it's my hope that you as a board and the superintendent, that you feel that same way, that we need to be able to tell people we've prepared for everything, and first and foremost is the safety of these kids. So in order to do that, we have to partner with an outside entity to make sure that we're bringing the best plan to the table to keep these kids safe. We've chosen the management experts. They're affiliates of FSU University. They've been in business for a long time. Well noted that they bring the best ability to train our officers and put a plan together should the worst happen at our school. They have entertained a date of Saturday, August the 1st. What we're hoping to do is not interfere with the teachers moving into classrooms, not interfere with construction in any way. We're hoping that if there is some construction going on that day, to put finishing touches on our new school, that it'll be very minimal, and our training won't impact that or slow that down in any way. What my goal is to be ready for multiple threats to our school, have a plan in place where I can look at the men and women of this board, our school superintendent, and people in the community and say we're ready. Should the worst happen at our school, the Liberty County Office of the Sheriff stands ready to mitigate that incident or prevent it from happening to start with. So what I need from you guys tonight is I need you guys to partner with me to make this happen, to facilitate this. Obviously, the Office of the Sheriff, our budget does not provide for training at the school. So we're looking at a number of up to $5,000. What we'll do is upfront that, should the board choose to meet this need, we should need $5,000 or less from you guys to pay us back so that we can get this training done. We can get these people committed to come here on August the 1st and get this training done. So with that said, does anybody have any questions?
Okay, I'm going to be making the recommendation, Sheriff, that we appropriate, I believe you said $5,000.
Yes, sir, up to $5,000. We predict it'll be very close to that number, but not over that.
I got you. When you presented that to me the other day, we had to scramble a little bit, but we have a little over $5,000 left in our security money from last year, and that worked out perfect. I think that was a God thing. We had plenty of people to help you do it. So I recommend we would approve that in the future.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Do we need that in a form of a agenda item and then motion in a second to approve that?
I don't think so either. Tina,
this is Sheila. Yes. All we will need is from the sheriff's office an invoice with the backup whenever that time comes. We'll do a purchase order for it.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Sheriff. Well, I appreciate that. And I apologize for not going ahead and calling on you. I wasn't aware that you were needing to speak tonight. So I apologize for that. But thank you for letting us know. Yeah, no, ma'am, not at all. And again, thank you very much for putting these kids first. I think it goes a long ways with the parents and grandparents of these kids. You know, we put their safety first and foremost. And no one can say that this school district doesn't do that. And that goes all the way back to the Parkland incident in 2017. So from the sheriff, thank you very much, Superintendent Summers, and thank you, board. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Okay, we'll move on back down to consent items, item 8A. Ms. Sheila, do we have any budget amendments for tonight?
Do not, Tina.
Okay, all right, thank you. So with that, I need a motion to approve the principal's reports for June 2020, the financial statements for June 2020, bills and payroll for June 2020. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Motion by
Morris.
Mr. Morris, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8B, motion to approve the July 14th, 2020 personnel consent table. Do I have a motion?
Move. Second, Penny.
Okay. Motion was by Mr. Flowers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9A. Motion to approve change order number 11 for the construction management of the new Liberty County High School. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9B. Motion to approve the contract between Twin Oaks Juvenile Development Incorporated and the Liberty County School Board for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9C, motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Career Source Chipola and Liberty County School Board, Liberty County Adult Education concerning their respective roles and responsibilities for implementation of the provisions of Section 121C2 of Title 1 of the Workforce Investment and Opportunity Act for Liberty County. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Morris, second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We didn't have emergency items, so now we're at board member items. Do we have any board member items tonight? I have some, but I will let anybody go ahead of me.
I got a couple, Tina.
Okay.
The first one is the fence by Highway 20 at Hosford School. I don't know, is it a limb or something fell on and got the fence bent down about the end of the gym. Needs looking at and getting repaired right off of Highway 20.
Good, Boo. I think I see Kevin's on the line, I believe.
Yes,
sir.
I believe the fence can be fixed. It looks like a limb or something fell on it, bent it down, like I say, just a little bit, about the end of the gym, right there off of Highway 20. You can see it.
Kevin, you understand. Kevin, you got that, right?
Yes, sir. No one said anything to me about it. That's the first I've heard about it.
Good deal.
Okay, and the second thing is, do we have to meet on Zoom Friday with all that we're going to be going over? Would it be best for us to just meet Friday?
That was the same question I was going to bring up, Mr. Morris, is if do we have the ability to change it to meeting on our workshop and then the board meeting following in person due to the nature of the topics. I feel personally, as Tina, myself, that it might be good for us to do that.
I do as well.
I agree too. Yes.
Me too.
Okay, we'll definitely have to make sure that we've got seating and all arranged. Tina, I have no real problem with that. I was just looking out for the, going by kind of the gut recommendation, but I can see because of the subject, not hurt to do it face to face. So I'll pick up and we can do that live.
Okay, and I appreciate that. I know as a board we decided to do Zoom just a little bit longer, but due to the nature of the subject, I personally would feel more comfortable for this meeting to be open to where the public can come in and have public comment if they feel like, follow those procedures with public comment. I know with IT, it's great, but it just doesn't take the place of face-to-face that we can offer, and I appreciate Mr. Summers' view. Agreeing to that. I know that puts some more on the staff in preparation for that. Now, my question to that is, I don't know if there's going to be a limited amount of people that can be in that room, so we may have to have someone doing some head count, or if there's no certain amount, I'm not really sure what the CDC recommends as far as a public meeting, how many people can be in there.
Yes, ma'am, that's a critical issue. I'll have to see if I can get somebody to give us a number or allow it to say that nature. I'll have to do my homework on it, and I'll have to report back to you.
Okay. All right. And I'll try my best once we find that out to get that out as far as I can to the public also. I know we can post things, but sometimes people don't see them, so I'll do my best also to get that out as far as how many can attend. Mr. Morris, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did you have anything else?
No, ma'am, not at this time, and I appreciate that time you give me.
Yes, sir. Do we have any other board member concerns or subjects to talk about tonight?
Tina, I got one. This
okay.
Is Kyle. I noticed on the change order there was an extending the completion date to August 9th for the school. I know that we'll talk about some of this on Friday, but I walked around. I did a tour Friday evening. And toured the school, and there's a lot of work to be done that I can tell, and I know there's a lot that they can do quickly, but then there's a lot that's just hasn't happened, and here we are inside a month. I'm assuming that is possibly where we should anticipate some a later school date because of that, as far as a school date start.
That is a component of our plan, not particularly on the construction side, though. Let's back up just a second. Kevin, can you speak to that? Have you had any conversations with Kyle Rogers?
Yes, sir. I've met with Kyle yesterday and today. The school will be ready to go inside. The only holdup, we had two things hold up from the coronavirus, the bleachers in the gym and the mat in the weight rooms. That's the only two things that's holding up. And then, the school will be ready. They started moving furniture in it yesterday. So, nine semi-loads of furniture showed up. So, they've actually started that process. So, the biggest issue, and we talk about this Friday, but the ROTC, we got to decide what we're going to do with it. There's some stuff got to be done. So, that will be the only thing that's not finished, maybe not finished, where the school, students can't, use it.
This is Kyle. As far as you talk about actually getting them connected and replumbed?
No, sir. All that'll be done. I'm talking about as far as painting the walls or replacing some tile that's cracked.
Gotcha.
Want to put a new roof? Originally we was going to put a new roof on it.
That was part of the change order tonight was 140.
Right.
There was funds for that?
Well, that's funds that the school's going to have to foot. That's not in the original budget for the new high school. So that change order is to add that money and for the district to pay that.
Okay, so the change order that was just approved, does that include putting the new roof on the JAF?
Yes. That included the new roof, covering three pavilions for the students to get under at lunch and break. The concrete's there, but the actual cover is not. Sort of be like at Hosford, where you got those covered concrete slabs. That's what was in there.
So we've approved it to happen. It's just you're saying it may not possibly be completed by the time.
But everything but the roof system will probably be completed. Other than that, and students can go in it. That won't interfere with school whatsoever. That part won't.
Kevin, are we anticipating from a construction perspective? Are we anticipating some other cost with the entire construction project that we're going to have to pull out of general fund like this roof?
Well, yes, sir. I got a sheet I was going to give y'all before Friday that shows. I've been meeting with Mr. Summers. We all been talking about it. If y'all want to talk about it Friday, of stuff that needs to be done, but it's going to have to come from the district. You're talking about volleyball nets. I mean, there's a lot, softball field, some stuff. I mean, I got a whole list of stuff, and I got how much it costs that I will share with y'all before Friday's workshop.
One observation that I've made, and I've gone out there a couple times this week. I mean, obviously the roof does not match the rest of the building, but it doesn't stand out like a sore thumb either. That's just my subjective opinion. It's not like one's red and one's blue. They're both a real natural color. I would recommend let's hold up on that since it's got a roof. And let's make sure we are good stewards of our money to make sure if there's anything else that's more pressing, and then come back and address that. Because if that's coming out of general fund, then that's, we need to make sure we cover all things that are needs rather than wants. And I think at this point, maybe that's a little bit more of a want.
Well,
it's $140,000 want.
Right. That was one of the things from originally that we were going to do. That's the reason it was put in there.
That's right.
We
talked about it for a while. I didn't realize, I thought that if we did that, I didn't realize that we were going to have to pull that out of general fund. I would do Madam Chair, I would recommend maybe tabling that change, that part of the change order, if that's okay with you, and then we can maybe readdress it on Friday if Kevin can bring us the list for the other items that need purchasing, and then we can go from there maybe.
Okay. The recommendation to table the change order, which was action item 9A. Do I have a second?
Yeah, to table just the re-roofing portion of change order 11.
Okay, so just the re-roofing part. Okay. That motion has been made. Do I have a second to table that?
Second
was made by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any more discussion on that? Or Mr. Summers, do you have any opinions on that?
I have no problem with that at all.
Okay.
I would like to... It's not going to hold us up on anything else, is it, Kevin?
No, sir, it's not.
The pavilions and everything else, the walkways.
Yes, sir, all that'll be still done. We're just not going to do the roof at this time. You tabled it, so, we can do. And that's something that can be done anytime, like Mr. Petty
that's
said.
Right.
That's something that can be done 6 months from now.
Yeah.
That don't have to be done right now.
It's not leaking and damaged in any way.
No,
it's leaking right in the middle right now.
Right now, yes. But other than that, it'll be ready. And that was just cosmetically. We wanted it to look like it was built when the school was built. That was the whole thing of using it.
Right.
So my question to that is, as part of the discussion of tabling it, those funds that were allocated for that change order for the roof part, will that be open money that we can look at the list that you're going to give us before Friday to decide maybe to use those funds for something more pressing?
Ms. Hall's can answer that, but yes, ma'am, if she put that in the budget for that change order,
okay.
Yes, ma'am, that could be used somewhere else.
So my next question after that is this. This is because I know what I immediately went to my head is if something's leaking and we let it leak for quite a bit of time, and I'm not saying we would do that, but it could cause damage or damage that could cause things to cost more money on re-roofing it. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am, but we won't let it leak. We'll have to fix, if it's leaking somewhere, we'll fix that spot and not have to replace the whole roof.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that, Ms. Williams. Thank you.
Tina, one more question for Ms. Hall. Is the $44,000 for the canopies for the sidewalks, was that also coming out of general fund on this change order?
I was going with that. To me, if the change order is coming out of our general fund or other designated areas that's not in the construction funds, then we need to really look at it because I'm working on the budget as we speak and I need to know exactly what they're looking at as far as the amount.
Okay, so my question is, was the aluminum canopies, the covered walkways, were that not part of the original construction costs?
That's
right.
It's not part of the original thing. This is not included in it. We're having to come out of general to pay for that.
It's not part of the construction allocation.
Now keep in mind that it's a covered walkway that will go from where the students get off the bus across the courtyard to the lunchroom area. That's the, make sure everybody's got that middle where that would go.
That is something that probably needs to be done prior to school starting, that portion. Is that what I'm understanding due to the necessity?
Yes, ma'am.
Did that answer your question, Mr. Petty?
It did. I mean, those things, I walked out there Friday evening. You got to have them. I thought that would be part of the original construction cost, but obviously not. So, yeah, you got to have them. It's, I mean, that's one of the things you need as compared to a roof that you want.
Okay. Do we have any other discussion on tabling that portion of the change order? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any other board member comments, concerns, subjects tonight? Okay, I'll go ahead and mention everything that I had on my list has been talked about except for one thing. I wanted to just reiterate publicly, I don't know how much of the public has joined our meeting. I just wanted to reiterate the options of sending children back to school that are available. I know our administration has worked really hard with surveys and trying to get up with parents to find out how they choose to send their kids back to school, whether it's going to the actual what we call brick and mortar school where they go to school every day, or whether they do one of the online options. To my knowledge, there are three options, and it is apparent that our district knows how you choose to send your child back to school, because there's a lot of prep work that goes into all of it. We are not forcing anyone to send their kid to school physically. There are options. It was brought to my attention today that there's still some misperception of that, and there is no one way that we are forcing down anyone's throat. And I just wanted to reiterate that there are options for sending your child or children back to school. If you do not feel safe about sending them to the brick and mortar school. And that's all that I have. Unless somebody else has anything to add to that, I just wanted to make sure everybody knows there are options available. Okay. Do we have any closing comments tonight?
Appreciate all the hard work the administration's done on this, with the rules constantly changing. And I know there's probably going to be some more done before it's over with. So just keep up the good fight and get her done.
We appreciate it, James.
Thank y'all.
So if we don't have any other comments, I'll need a motion and a second to adjourn.
Motion
by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Petty. We'll see you all Friday morning at 8:30.
Thank you, ma'am.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.